some questions have come up about what to do with that property. You guys are trying to get ahead of that and see what to do. What are we looking at?
Yeah, we've been, I guess, contracted is probably not the right word. Commissioned, I guess, is probably a better assessment of the situation by the Historical Society that is currently the owner of the building. And they're really looking to find some positive outcome that keeps the building as some sort of a public-private use. You know, since that building was built in 1888 as the public library, it's been open to the public in one form or another. And so we want to find a way to continue that tradition, but still make the building not a revenue loser for the Historical Society.
In past discussions, it seems like that's the key, is there's just not enough money to keep it as to where it once was. Is that the biggest issue right now?
Partly. Obviously, the Historical Society has only owned the building the last couple of years. Before that, it was the Gardner Museum of Architecture and Design, and it was funded basically by one trust. And when that trust said, you know, hey, we're no longer going to fund this, that's when it transferred to the Historical Society, and certainly they've been looking at all sorts of options. But really here, these last 6 months or so have gotten to the point where it's, okay, we need to get serious about this. Some of these plans that we had hoped were going to come to fruition didn't actually come through. And so now we've got to really look at all the options and make sure that it's not dragging down the Historical Society. We feel that the building has a lot of potential. And this is a way to put all the options on the table and see what's going to make the most sense for the building, the Historical Society, and the community.
At this point, what is inside the building, and how often is it actually open right now?
Right now, it's open when we've got an interested party that wants to walk through, and that's about it. But the hope is that it will be open on a much more regular basis. The building is actually gorgeous on the inside. It's actually very, very, very well preserved. It looks pristine. Has a new roof. Has some ADA accessibility and a new lift that was put in a few years ago. So there's plenty of upside to the building, and we know that it can be a very profitable enterprise for somebody. It's just a matter of, is that a private organization that is going to rent the building, a developer that's going to share some space with the Historical Society? What does that final result look like? But, you know, certainly the Historical Society trying to operate two buildings of that size with their budget not increasing is going to be a real challenge for them. And that's why we've gone this proposal route and hopefully can come up with something that makes the most sense for them.
Obviously, a lot of work done to keep the downtown going good here in Quincy. Does the business district have a hope, an idea, what you guys would like to see come of that?
Anything but residential. Certainly, residential is probably our biggest need in the downtown right now. We really, really want to see more loft apartments and that, but that's not the building for this. It's not set up for that. Really, we've got a lot of interested parties. This building has got a lot of history and a lot of charm, and it has really drawn some interest, and we're hoping that this RFP process draws even more, and maybe something comes that we never even expected. But at this point, other than a residential component, we're trying to keep all the options open.
Who makes the final decision on this? You get all the requests in here. How is the actual decision made?
Sure. What the process will be is we've got till May 23rd, I think, for the RFPs. And then shortly thereafter, probably the 24th on a Saturday, our committee will get together and review everything. And then our committee will actually make some recommendations to the Historical Society Board, who is the final decision maker.
When you're looking at the RFP, I mean, how detailed are you guys going to get with this? I mean, is it going to be just, hey, we've got an idea for this, or, hey, here's our idea, this is how we pay for it, this is the construction would do? What will you guys be exploring when you get that chance?
I think we're past the idea phase. We're really looking for a more detailed, legitimate proposal for what they're going to do with the building. Now, if somebody comes in with an idea out of left field that they thought of at the 11th hour, we'll certainly evaluate that and maybe even explore that and ask them to expand a little bit more before the board meeting for the Historical Society. But we're really looking for something that, you know, is pencil to paper. Here's how the numbers are going to work. Here's how the space allocation is going to work. You know, this is what our vision for the building is and how we expect to accomplish it.
Do you guys, if a proposal came in that involved either expanding the building or taking down some of the building, I mean, how much structurally would you guys be open to change for a property this historic and this well-known?
Well, certainly it's on the National Register, and so there's some things you're not allowed to do. Certainly tearing down is probably going to be a lot of that. Additions could be done. Certainly we know down the road an elevator is probably going to be a requirement for this building. There's already some ideas of where to put that, where it blends with the building and would it, you know, nicely accommodate, you know, the ADA issues, but still maintain the aesthetic integrity of the building. And so we're certainly open to things like that. There's actually been an addition put on since the original structure. So it can be done. It's just got to be done, you know, thoughtfully and making sure that we're not doing more damage than good.
Probably the final thing, could there be a proposal come forward that also links in to the former Newcomb site? I mean, do you see something like that coming in that maybe gets into both properties?
Certainly it's got the possibility. You don't see in a downtown setting very often where you've got two corners, especially one that's completely flat. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a pretty good canvas to work with there at the Newcomb site, unfortunately. But you don't see a situation like this come up very often where you can literally come in and scoop up half of a major intersection in the community like Quincy. And so, you know, there's certainly the possibility that somebody is going to submit a proposal for both sites. It's probably not likely just because of the highway. If 4th Street wasn't, you know, Illinois 57 and they could talk vacating of streets or something, I think it might be a little bit more realistic for that type of a proposal. Anytime you've got to go over a highway or try to divert a highway, I think that's going to do a little bit to unlink those. But certainly if somebody wanted an office and some sort of outdoor presence, I mean, you're not going to get this opportunity again very, very often. So certainly we'd love to see that. But at this point, like I said, I would assume that that's probably not going to be the case.
Anything else that I haven't thought to ask about that people should know?
Like I said, I think the biggest thing is the Historical Society has really tried to exhaust all options. You know, there will be people, you know, if it ever comes to a sale situation or if it ever comes to you're leasing to a private organization and not a nonprofit, you know, this was not done just on a whim. It's been very thought out, very debated, deliberated, and they're making every attempt that they possibly can to keep this building in some way, shape, or form, open to the public, continue the mission of the Gardner, and continue the mission of the Historical Society. And so to do all of that, you know, sometimes you've got to nip and tuck and make some compromises here or there. And I hope people are understanding about how that process has come and that it wasn't done carelessly.